Ireland's Classic Hits. It is something for the weekend. Saturday morning, it's Trina Murray here, and I'm delighted to have Paul Bradley back on the line. He is a chiropractor from Chiropractics, and I'm sure you remember that. We were plugging it the last time. Hiya, Paul. How are you?
Hi, Trina. How are we getting on?
Getting on grand. We're working away on our good office chair, as you recommended the last time.
After the last
and not,
time, yeah.
Not at the kitchen table anymore, so everything is good. The back is good. But I believe that there are a huge amount of adults in Ireland that are not getting any exercise because of back pain. And presumably, you'll have back pain from not doing exercise too.
100%. So we commissioned a wee bit of research to be done, and what we found that frequent pain was preventing 32% of adults from exercising or taking part in sport. And a large number of them would just go ahead and still exercise through it. And only about 22% of people would actually go and get it looked at by either a GP, a chiropractor, or a physiotherapist. So people are just maybe not looking after themselves in the best way that they should do.
It's so easy, isn't it, to hurt your back? Like even there, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, I was lifting my daughter, who's just turned four, so not that heavy, into the supermarket trolley. And next thing... Next thing, the back went.
Gone.
And I thought, oh God, how am I going to get through the supermarket here? And for a good week afterwards, in terrible pain, and thankfully it's okay now. But it's the very, very simple things like that. And I know when you go to exercise, you're supposed to warm up and all that.
Yeah.
But sometimes your back can just go like that for a very 100%. Simple reason.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, and this, one of the main things I usually talk about is like an iceberg situation, you know, where there's 3/3 of an iceberg and 2/3 of it are underneath the water and 1/3 of it is above it. So the symptoms are kind of like the third above it. But the stuff and the buildup of tension and restriction and everything throughout your back will usually happen way, way, way before. And then just a simple movement like bending forward, twisting, lifting something, like you say, lifting your daughter with a rotation or a twist, all of a sudden you can just feel it go then straight away. And it's usually that your back could be tight for a long period of time, and then eventually then it just starts to give you some form of symptom. And that's the problem, I suppose. With
and that
people
could actually stem back to the kitchen chair, couldn't it?
Imagine
to work
that.
It at the kitchen table. Ooh, if only you had told me this, Paul, a while ago.
Trina, I will be seeing you very soon in clinic, no wonder.
So, is this an age thing, or do people suffer from back problems at all ages?
It depends. I mean, again, obviously, it does happen at all ages, but more prevalent in years as it progresses.
All right. So what are the best things to do? I mean, do the things like freeze sprays and the gels, do they work? Would you recommend them?
Yeah. So in clinic, we would typically always recommend cold before heat for any sort of inflammation or irritation or pain. So I would always initially opt for a little bit of cold, like a bag of frozen peas. Can be something as simple as that, wrapped in a thin cloth. Keep it on the area for 5 to 10 minutes. If it goes numb, take it off. So that will reduce any sort of inflammation. It can act like a natural anti-inflammatory using the cold pack. So that would be the main thing I'd usually say. If you're experiencing the pain, use a wee bit of cold packing or ice gel around the area. Yeah. And obviously just make sure that you're not allergic to anything in these gels, because some of them can have a wee bit of side effects if you are. And then never use heat and cold together side by side, obviously, because you can irritate the skin as well. So if you are using a heat compress, then use heat a long time after cold, so say a half an hour or so afterwards, and then do it that way.
Just Paul, when we're using the cold pack, how long does it need to be really left on for it to be effective?
Yeah, so a maximum between 5 and 10 minutes. Again, it depends per area, and obviously depends on the size of the person and how much it's going to seep through the skin. So on somebody who's, say, very, very thin, if the area as well is very superficial, so very close to the skin that's got the pain into it, when you put the cold on that area, it'll usually reduce very, very fast. So 2 to 5 minutes. If it's a deep area, say around the spine or in the buttock muscles, because it's a lot more fleshy and meaty around that area, if you use cold on that, usually between 10 to 15 minutes. But the typical factor that I tell people to look for is that if the area goes numb, if the sensation decreases around that area, take it off straight away. It's done as much as it needs to do.
And then when it comes to taking tablets and things like that, I mean, would you tend to tell people to try not to, in case they start kind of losing the effect, because you get
you just grab them
every time you get the back pain?
That's it. I suppose one of the things with tablets, and my brother's a pharmacist as well, so I don't go against what he says, but one of the main things I would say...
He won't like you saying this at all,
No, although he does refer to me, so it's not too bad that way. I would usually say, look, use a cold compress first, and then obviously if that's not dealing with the pain, then take something like a pain medication, just like paracetamol or ibuprofen or something that you can get over the counter. If they don't work, then I usually refer to the GP and get something a wee bit stronger then as well, yeah, if necessary.
We spoke about this the last time. Paul loves to hear the from his clients,
yeah, the
don't you?
The click. If they're not screaming, then it's not working. No, I'm joking. That's terrible.
Paul, give us your website there. How can we contact you if we need to get our back sorted?
No worries. It's www.chiropractics.ie. Four locations are there. So we've got a clinic in Dublin, Mount Marion, Carrick and Shannon, clinic in Longford, and a clinic in Galway.
Thanks so much, Paul. We'll talk to you soon. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.